Yeah, do I?
Hello, and welcome back to explaining what the fuck Divatronic is, Gorge.
I got to do it.
You did, you got to do it. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
My name's Alaska, what's yours?
Oh my god, you are a friend of the pod.
Yes.
Well, first of all, okay, my name is Alaska, your name is Nick Laughlin.
My name is Nick Laughlin, also big fan and friend of the pod, sometimes an enemy of the pod, but mostly a friend of the pod.
Deep friend. Well, we know that, like, a lot of the listeners out there who are going to be listening to this, we're designing this basically so that you can have something to play in your ears on your commute.
Yes.
Because it is a fuck-ass drive to get to the venue.
It's an hour and a half, but it's a lovely hour and a half. It'll be a beautiful fall day. It'll be stunning.
We're looking forward to amazing weather, perfect daylighting.
A little bit gloomy, but not rainy.
Yes,
no rain. A little bit spooky.
That's what we're praying for. And we're doing a Halloween show. It is Saturday, October 31st. If you haven't gotten a ticket, maybe there's still time. I don't know when the fuck this is coming out.
Yeah.
But we basically just wanted to, like, have a chat about the show and about, like, what the fuck we're doing.
Yes.
And so I wanted to start by asking you, Nick, what the fuck is Divatronic?
Well, Gorge, I have an answer
for
you.
What is it?
Oh.
What is it?
It's that.
Tina. Yeah. Well.
What is that?
I actually was in, I think it was a year and a half ago, you did a Star Is Born at A Star Is Born This Way in LA, I think at Precinct. And I was very jealous, very pissed. And I was
you were deeply mad. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. I would love to do that. And I would love to add even like some more dancing. Even take what you did, add more stuff because I'm what? Too much.
Team 5 much.
Team 8 much.
Yeah.
And so I gathered my friends and we literally threw it together and me and you were both big nerds about the movie. We'd both seen it 3 times. We wanted to add a narrative and add lyrical dance, add singing live. And I have always had a dream of like creating a show that's a variety show of my personal playlist, which is drag queens from Midtown who sing and dance, who also love musical theater and are actresses, mixed with Broadway actors and dancers, like all in the same house, in the same dressing room. Even that first show, watching them in the same dressing room, watching one of my friends, Christine Smith, watch Laguna Blue paint her eyebrows on. It was so inspired. Had never been in a queer space really like that or welcomed into one.
Yeah.
So I, at the baseline of what this is creating a queer space for all artists to join together and do a variety show.
Yeah.
But what we love to do is to, because then we moved on, we did Art Pop, and we love to take an album and create sort of a variety comedy narrative, loose narrative with all the jokes you do.
Jokes here and there.
Oh, shit, whole jokes, you know, like bitty bitty.
We like to just tell the story as much as possible, and we like to pick niche albums like Art Pop. And we actually did completely finish Blackout before.
Britney's Blackout.
Yeah, during the Great Before, we did
that. We were ready to go. We put out an advertisement for it.
The show was cast.
And then COVIDina had other plans.
Cornova virus. Wendy Williams says.
Yes!
Yeah.
So basically, we started doing shows like this.
Yes.
And then we were like,
wait,
well, we should call it something.
Yes.
And I don't know where the word Divatronic came from. It's something that we just like said, like,
yeah, like
as
Slay
like
Tina.
Work. Yeah. Divatronic. We were in a huge diva phase of saying everything is diva.
Yes.
Hey, diva.
Hi, diva.
Hi, diva.
What's up?
And then we were like, and then It popped into my mind to call it Divatronic.
But you didn't.
And then
yeah.
You texted me and you were like, what if we called it Divatronic?
I was like, listen, I had a dream. I said I had a dream. And I think we had this at the same night. I'm going to pretend that it was psychic and it was divine.
Well, it was psychic. Yeah. I don't remember
because
I had a dream on my end.
I had a dream that I told you that I think it should be Divatronic. And you were like, oh my God, Gorge. But then I woke up and text you and you said, holy fuck. I literally was thinking
all
the same thing. Yeah, like XOXO, this is so weird.
Yeah.
And then we were just like sickening. And now It just...
Sickening, no. And I'm your first.
And that, and right, the first show we were doing properly as Divatronic was to be Blackout. So
yes.
Now Divatronic is presenting Halloween 2020.
Yes.
And I love it because it's such a mashup of Broadway and drag. And Broadway and drag are so fucking different in their like disciplines, I guess.
Yes.
It's like,
but are starting to like merge more and more.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, because the Drag Race girls are expected to do everything now. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't know how to dance, you're like, why didn't you take a dance class? If you don't know how to improv, why don't, like, these, and that, those are the same skills that a musical theater actor has to do, except they also have to paint their face and sometimes sew. So, I don't know. I think they cross over more than we even think.
Yeah, totally.
I love it.
I love that. I love that.
I love that.
So this show... Okay. Doesn't this exactly show follow in particular... narrative. Well, usually... Yeah. See, you know...
Usually, I like to stick to the album first... Right. Beginning to end. But this is Halloween. We couldn't help but add a few other Halloween hits. But it is a lot of Kim Petras' Halloween album.
It is, because that I feel like we had that show in us. We were like, and it's going to happen someday.
The next year will be the playthrough in order. We will have all of it just like so sickening. I can't wait. The transitions on the album alone are so inspiring.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're like... We had done a couple of the drive-in shows because Lady Cornova took over. And yes. One of the only spaces to get to do drag now is in a drive-in setting.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. So, like, we did...
And pretty rock star, too.
Very rock star. It's always something I wanted to do, kind of.
I mean, we talked... So, we were going to do Joanne this summer and plan to do it outside. Mm-hmm. And then
which we kind of could.
I know. Well, it's too cold now.
Who knows? Stay tuned.
I know. I would like to
talk. We could do it in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we should have our Divatronic followers comment on something to tell us what albums they would love to see.
Swipe up,
you guys.
I mean, I have to say a huge thank you to Voss Events.
Absolutely.
Who is giving basically like... unlocking the door and letting us use their setup. A huge shout out to Voss.
Yeah.
Because they've given us an opportunity to do shows. So we did LA, we did another show in Chicago, which was amazing. And so now we're like, we're going to do, it's in New York, let's give it the Divatronic treatment.
Oh, yeah.
So we called in, I also, the safety protocols are intense.
Rapid tests, another rapid test, slow test,
medium test, mask. Temperature, yes,
another mask,
yes. And so we're really grateful that this is a space where we can fucking do a show.
Yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Drag. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you want to talk about your process as far as, like, this show specifically?
Well, this one was a little harder because usually I like to listen to the album and
that tells us so much information.
Because I don't want to tell, sometimes we change one or two songs, but usually it's the artist tells us what the order should be in, and then I'm inspired by the storyline through the order of the song. Yes. This one we've chosen more so vignettes, like four separate mm-hmm. vignettes, and doing a mini storyline within each one, just because we're extra.
Team extra.
Yeah, I really love to do a storyline within a transition to different songs. I love Alaska. There'll be multimedia videos. Alaska's commercials will literally make you laugh so loud because they make me laugh. But yeah,
I love how I haven't even played you the Sex and the City.
I heard enough.
What
of
if
it.
It's so gutter bucket?
I think it's gonna be funny.
So what? Let's talk about. Let's fucking spill the tea. I like this being like the program of the musical. So
oh,
the scenes. Is this too much?
You're the one that loves to keep secrets. We can give them the whole.
I don't want to say, like, line by line what songs we're doing, but it's four scenes. Yes. This is how we came up with
four
structuring
sections.
The show.
Yeah.
Section one, blood.
Blood.
Okay.
Just start off spooky.
We love to see it.
We need to see it.
We love to see blood, so it's, like, splattered blood. The second scene is monsters.
Monsters.
That boy is up.
Monster.
Look at him. I've never seen one like that before.
Please call me Alaska.
Please, just call me Alaska.
So, like, monsters. Like, I don't know, Frankenstein, werewolf, that kind of vibe.
Those types of teas.
Then we want to do alien because...
An alien?
Girl, really? An alien? I live in the world of Alien, so anytime we can take it to extraterrestrial,
and
I'm
Alien
here for
is
it.
Very like I feel like prescient right now. It's like, ooh, what else could fucking happen in 2020?
Right.
It's kind of scary, but it's kind of I don't know. It's a nice little. It's not too scary of an alien, but it's like fun. It takes a little break, and then we go.
I had a few demands coming into Halloween. I was like, I really wanted to do Men in Black. I was like. If I do a Halloween show, Men in Black is going to be in it for some reason. Because
and
it's
I didn't
aliens
understand,
and scary stuff.
But
you
I
were
made
like,
it work.
Sure. Okay. Anyway.
yeah.
So
we'll
there
make a little snippet.
There's a dash of Men in Black in the alien section. But it kind of birthed the alien section
it's
for us.
Sickening. Because now it's the like it's the groundwork for it. And
yes.
We use the costumes. It's perfect.
Yeah. And the final section. Hell.
Hell. But... I think this is what I really want to talk about because I don't know if they'll really be able to grasp the last section, the last little mini section. Mm-hmm. I would say is end of the world dinosaur sort of ice
yes.
age.
Yes,
so we have a mini extinction. That's what it is. We have a mini two song. We won't tell you what songs they are, but there's like a little
you'll
tiny.
Have to come to the show, I guess you'll have to wait and see, motherfucker.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that will be sickening. I hope to jerk a few tears even. I love to, my favorite thing is to bring someone to a drag show and then like make them be like, yeah, sickening work, bitch. And then the next number, they're literally crying. So
yeah,
like, that's my
that.
Type of tease. You never know what you're,
that.
I want you to be yanked around emotionally. I want you to like go through it with us.
Yeah.
All those types.
Complete.
Special guest.
Yes, well, I mean, have. I get to. I finally get to have my best friend John and also my roommate. Shout out to him. We're literally sitting in our living room.
J. Clay Ridge,
you guys.
John Riddle.
I think it's the John Riddle now. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
that's follow him. He's so great, so stunning. He is so great. He is my roommate. He deals with... So the other behind the scenes is me and Alaska also are... She is the sound designer. I'm the costume. We're sitting in a pile of costumes. We're about to be painting costumes. We
have paint drying.
We're so obsessed. Right now. We have paint literally drying.
No.
We're so obsessed with every detail. We can't trust anyone else to do anything for us.
Could you imagine us just saying, can you write on a sign? Do you know how many back and forth times we would go...
Oh, the font.
The font is a little iffy for me. If you could do something a little more sans rather than cursiva, that would be great.
We're so extra and annoying. But yes, John deals with all of the, like... the costuming, the waking up early. He's my rock and I love him so much. So if you're listening to this, I love you, baby.
And he's in the show.
And he's doing a show from, I won't say what song, but he is doing a song from Frozen the Musical where he was the original Hans in that, which is pretty sickening.
On Broadway.
On B-Way. Just
so we're clear. B-way, the actual babe. Broadway.
Original Broadway cast.
Yeah.
John was in my class. I went to the musical theater school. He is sickening, stunning, known him for 10 years. Then we also have my friend Alicia,
yes,
who was in the original cast of Hamilton. She was in the original cast of Beautiful the Carole King musical. She was in the original cast of Once on This Island, the new one. And she also was in Sister Act and understudied, which not a lot of people... She understudied Raven Simone and was stunning. It was her first... She was like 22. Anyways, needless to say, she's unbelievable. And
she really is.
Is literally always too booked to do our shows, but it's Cornova and she has time to do this stunning show. Also, I want to... While I'm on here, I want to start trending pandemic... as the pandemic. So next time I'm just tired of saying these troubling times, the pandemic. I just want to make it gayer because you always say COVIDina.
Doom, 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 doom.
The pandemic. Trend alert. Gorgeous. Yeah. So we have two Broadway stars who happen to be my college classmates who happen to be stunning. I'm lucky that I have so many talented friends who are willing to do this.
Yeah.
We are so lucky to have Stephanie's Child in the house, which is it is a privilege. Like, the world doesn't even know what those girls are about to do. Like, they're about to take over drag. Like, they are unbelievable.
We've always said this. I mean, even before Jan was on Drag Race,
we were like, they're it.
Because they really are. I mean, their voices are like world class.
They're musicians.
And they're also stunning.
Yeah.
And they're hilarious and nice.
Hilarious. They all have different, completely different vibes.
Yeah.
We've all watched them do, like, live harmonizing on the spot. I can't even do
just
that shit.
Just for fun.
Like,
just goofing around.
The things that those girls are going to do, I can't wait till they finally, get to, like, tour Brazil and, like, do all those. Like, they're going to have some really, really crazy fans because they're nuts.
They're the real deal.
Yes. And they have been in every single show that we've done, all seven of them. Gonna be amazing. I'm completely dead. We have Andrew Barrett Cox with Tweet doing, they have a whacking duo that are absolutely stunning. They will do Tweet. I don't even, every time they perform, I literally am like, how did you do that? You just did a back handspring into a split and then it doesn't end.
God.
Yeah, it doesn't end. Andrew has helped arrange a lot of the music. His talents don't end. He can dance, he can sing, he can arrange.
We were in the store the other day and you texted him and you were like, I think we need sheet music for this one song. And he literally texted you back and he had
in 30 minutes.
He had laid out sheet music.
He's a genius.
For four parts.
If any of you are listening to this, literally hire him. He will make sheet music for you in no time flat.
Yes.
And will even add his own embellishments. He's so stunning.
Yes.
I'm
so excited. Jeremy's in the show.
My sister.
Because I can't live.
Is singing without Jeremy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's family. So
he's complete family.
She's the fam. And I was just discussing what frilly sort of look I'm going to put her in because she has to feel a certain way.
I
want to make her stunning. She needs to be stunning. I can't put her in just anything.
Yeah.
She loves Rococo. She loves Imperia.
She's there.
She loves
very that woman.
All of those beautiful things.
She's
she loves
that
beautiful
woman.
Clothing and beautiful colors. Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. I mean, I wanted to touch on why this show is important. I mean, first of all, yes, it's going to be fucking fun and sickening and fabulous and fierce. But, like, if you are a person who's coming to this show, you have to understand how meaningful that is, that you're doing that and being part of this. Because it really, it's helping to keep art alive. And, like that to me is, like, keeping hope in this really weird kind of dark time.
Yeah. I mean,
tell you just how getting to work on something.
Oh yeah.
Keeps me fucking going. It absolutely. Keeps me sane.
Oh yeah. I mean, going through at the beginning of Cornova, during the pandemic. Ultimately,
whistle register. Yes.
Ultimately, I was really very depressed, being told I was non-essential, and I also just use ultimately to describe, because I am obsessed with Pat Regan. If you're listening to this, I'm obsessed with you. Your podcast is amazing. We're big fans. He's also coming to the show. He's your biggest fan. I just wanted to do this while we're podcasting. I had to do that. Anyways, he's always like, ultimately this. But anyways, being told you're non-essential and sitting at home and you're like, whoa, okay, what did I just... I've been studying performance since I was literally 12. It's the only thing I know how to do.
Yeah.
I went to school for it. I wasted fucking thousands of dollars to learn how to fucking pirouette and belt. And then to be told that literally it's the end of the world and your shit doesn't matter now, so figure out something else.
Yeah.
Like, that was, I mean, watching my roommate John, he's on Broadway every single day for like 4 years, watching him have to sort of deal with, like, I don't know, like not going and performing every day and like figuring out, like, what, I don't know, like, to see these now, to finally be reunited with all these dancers in the rehearsal room, to see how joyous they are and how much, like, it is, I've almost cried, like, 4 different times in rehearsal to be able to give this opportunity to people. It is so special. I will never take it for granted. And it's just, all of you coming are supporting us and, like, being able to do this and making us feel essential.
Yeah.
Because we are. Also, arts have gotten us all through this. We've all been sitting watching every frickin' television show.
Literally.
What would all y'all be doing without art?
Yeah.
So, you're literally consuming art right now. We're giving you art.
The energy... Art pop. It's That's a mixture awesome. Of pop and art.
I think that... Jewelry is a fool.
What's next for Divatronic?
I personally hope my dream.
What can we give away without giving too much away?
Well, maybe overseas, if possible.
Oh, that's the dream. Is to, like, because so many people comment on the things, on the videos or the clips or whatever. They're like, I want to see this.
Yeah,
come to my state or my city or whatever. So, like, that is definitely
my
the future.
Yeah. My ultimate dream would to be to have a Divatronic tour in the U.S. or wherever.
Lovely.
Get you guys to see every sort of, we could have a rotating, we could have a blackout and an art pop that go to different cities and we switch them. I don't know. I would love to be able to, like, cast Shoshana Bean with Jan Sport in the same night. I just really feel like people would love to sit down in a theater and watch something like that. Especially with Broadway tours closing left and right. Yeah. To be able to bring Dragon Theater and bring it to people's states would literally, I would be so happy. I mean, I toured with I toured with Book of Mormon for a while. I know all the, like, the houses, what people like, what people live for.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be sickening. That's my dream. But if not...
That's a whole ass vibe, and I love that.
If not, we will be hopefully maybe in some drive-ins that are in warm states. I don't know. Will people want to come to drive-ins in the winter in the East Coast?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people from the shows that we've done hang out on their cars. Like, they sit on the roof of their car.
That's what I would do.
Because it's more fun.
But I did. I got in Laganja's car in LA for the other show after ours.
And you liked it.
And listening to the, like, feed in the car.
Is it special?
It's so cool. Especially, and I wish I got to hear you singing in my car like that. That would be, it's so old school, and like, and that's why we're gonna bring you some, a little bit of radio magic for ours.
I know,
which that is, sorry if that's spoiling. Yeah, but like, it is sort of elegant and like stunning to like listen to it in the car too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would mostly just for the winter be worried about our performers freezing their asses off.
Well, that's D.
But we, I'm sure there would be like heated ass trailers right off stage, and like artists do things in the cold outside a lot, and we also could just costume them in parkas.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
As far as like future shows, I mean, we have a Chromatica show in us. I know that.
I definitely do too. But we also want to let Mother do it. Like, we want to like let
it would be right.
Yeah, it just feels. Bobby, if you're listening, we want to let Mother do it.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to, like, literally be touring with Chromatica. It's kind of rude.
Yeah.
But we almost did Catmatica.
Which is
we were, like, this close to doing Catmatica as, like, a outdoor thrown together thing, I mean, which is the treatment it needs.
It would be stunning. Yeah. It actually weirdly works together. A lot of the Cats music and Chromatica weirdly work.
Scoop it out, tiny rocks. It must be litter box.
I am stuck up in a tree. Please call 911. Please call 911. Sour Kitty, so sickening. Like, they all work.
My feast is fancy.
Oh, there it is. Wow, we can do them all, honey. We could be here all night, baby.
Well, since it's Halloween, do you have a favorite Halloween movie?
Okay, I have two. I have two.
Mean Girls.
Well, Mean Girls is first of all, Mean Girls is a Christmas movie and a Halloween movie.
It
Fight me on it.
It really is. Both. No, that's why it's great.
Yeah. I will say the scariest movie of all time for me still is The Strangers. I don't know if you've seen it. It's with Liv Tyler, and they just get murdered for no reason in the middle of the woods.
Love that.
And it's the stuff that could actually happen. Like, ghost movies don't scare me. I don't give a fuck. But if it's, like, a killer just killing for no reason, like, Scream still scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
But I will say my favorite to, like, watch, because I always say my favorite movie of any kind, doesn't matter how many awards it wins, it's the one I can watch over and over and over, like you with every episode of Golden Girls. It's... That one, the end. I want to sample the transition music in Golden Girls and make it a pop song. Yeah. It'd be fierce.
I'm so down.
But my favorite of all time scary movie is Cabin in the Woods. It is. It is a newer movie.
I've never seen literally any of
these. A lot of people are obsessed. Cabin in the Woods just basically, you would like it because it's all of the different horror genres together in a weird, it's like very, it's camp, but scary. It's, I don't know, it's perfect.
That's why I love the Scream series.
Is that your favorite? This is your turn.
Well, if I had to choose a scary movie, yes, I would say Scream. First of all, it's nostalgic to me because I grew up in that era.
Yes.
It's that specific time of cordless phones.
Oh, yeah.
And then kind of cell phones.
But like the brick ones.
Right. It's also very self-aware. It brought back the horror genre that had kind of gone away for a second.
Oh, I never thought about that.
And it's Wes Craven who did Freddy Krueger, all those movies.
I also didn't know that.
Which are also really, really funny and like self-referential and like kind of taking the piss out of horror movies, but still being really scary.
Yes.
And a really good-ass horror movie. I love Scream. It's the drag. It's the drag of fucking horror movies.
And to me, it's still horrifying. Like, it's jumpy really as shit.
It's really scary. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm scared to watch it, and I'm not scared of anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone knows this about us, but we also are obsessed with every single terrible movie from the 90s and 2000s. Preferably girl movies.
Always.
We love girl movies. We will literally watch every single girl movie twice.
Yeah.
But... we will also watch just literal, like, 10 Things I Hate About You. Like, those are our, that's our comfort food.
Clueless.
Clueless, always.
Yeah.
Cher, what the hell do you have on?
A dress.
A dress? Says who?
Calvin Klein.
Oh, that looks like underwear. Put something else on.
Duh, I was just about to.
She puts on a sheer negligee. Duh,
she puts on see-through coat.
An exit.
That's very short. Just like her dress.
I'm so proud of us. I am. That.
I am Cher Horowitz.
You've never been, you've never not been Cher. She silently throws tantrums. She's nice to everyone. She's not a bitch, but she is, like, technically the, like, the Regina of that film, even though she isn't. She's, like, a nice Regina.
Yeah.
I guess the mean girl isn't pop. The, what's her face?
Favorite Halloween movie? Clueless. Okay. Anyway.
we thank you so much for listening to this very spooky, very scary podcasting moment. We just wanted to give you a little something for the commute, Tina. We appreciate you coming out. And if you're not coming to the show because you live in a fucking different region, then I hope you enjoyed.
And check out this Golden. Bonus. Check out if you're not check out Golden Lasky's Instagram.
Literally,
I guarantee you, she will have all of it fucking posted immediately. You will see. You'll see all of it right
it's
away.
It's the only Golden Lasky.
The
correct.
Only Golden Lasky. Yes, she's such a sweetheart. And also, if you're on Instagram, you might as well go follow Nick Laughs. That is me.
Plug it.
I am very plug famous. I'm very famous. I just reached 10K. I can swipe up. Watch out.
Oh wow, we're all in trouble.
Yeah, I'm very
swipe up. You guys.
Swipe up, you guys.
I wanna get wasted. I just finished a cold cup of 42. About to be on my second one. What the fuck are you on, Courtney?
I'm just enjoying my bread, but... let us know if you want us to do a show in your city. I mean, I don't know. Anus thing is possible. It is the Cornova times. I don't know. It's possible.
Whatever
you're... Let's make it work, yeah. Girl. We appreciate you so much, and we hope you enjoy the show. I'm very much going to enjoy the show, so...
I can't wait.
Thank you, Nick Laughs, and...
Thank you guys so much. I'm honored for being my debut. Friend. She talks about me enough on this podcast to finally show my face.
Finally,
just reading me for filth on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just Dipper... I'm texting Dipper a meme, and he doesn't even... he doesn't text me back, but he ghosts me, but uses the meme.
You're so bad.
Anyways, I love him so much. Back up off me. Great.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
2020.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.